Hi, this is Randy Eccles, along with my co-host, Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. As we are in the year-end drive, I want to remind you that you can go to nprillinois.org or call 206-9847 to make a donation to support the public radio you love. And one of the shows that we love on the station has our friend Brian Mackey as the host, and he's joining us today. Brian, welcome.
Hey, Randy. Hey, B. Thanks for having me in.
Just do a quick introduction of yourself and give us a little background.
Well, I was born in the year... No. Brian Mackey. I've been hosting the 21st for most of this year, since March 29th, which has turned out to be a fateful, interesting year in the news. For that, I was a State House reporter for NPR Illinois for 8 years, as well as some time with Illinois Issues Magazine in there. I've been a newspaper reporter, was an arts and entertainment editor at the State Journal Register, and I started in Springfield during the Blagojevich years as the Springfield correspondent for the Chicago Daily Law Bulletin. I used to like to say I was the dean and sole member of the Illinois Supreme Court Press Corps, which does not generate the sort of public interest that the state legislature does, but it's still interesting and important. So that's my sort of professional background in a nutshell.
Now, Brian, what decided to make you want to pursue journalism? You know, I always want to ask people this because people ask me and I'm like, I don't know, I just ended up here. So what made you want to pursue journalism?
I've always had an interest in politics and government and public affairs and things like that. And what really sort of clicked for me was a job I had. It was over the summer, home from college in the late 90s, and I was working security, private security, at this large abandoned industrial site in Chicago, 500 acres. And my job was basically to drive a Jeep around once every hour or two and make sure that nobody was doing anything, you know, up to no good. And that gave me a lot of time to listen to public radio. And I fell in love with this little show based out of Chicago called This American Life. You might have heard of it. I can even tell you one of the first episodes that hooked me in. It was called Music Lessons. And Sarah Vowell had a segment on, you know, what it was like to be in band. And that really connected with my own experience. And I started researching more about this show in Chicago. I started listening to public radio more frequently. And from there, I sort of began scheming. How could I get into this field? I didn't major in journalism. I wasn't one of those people who worked for the high school newspaper or the college paper, anything like that. And after a few years, finally finished my undergraduate degree, which is in business, I decided to try and pursue journalism. Eventually convinced Charlie Wheeler in the public affairs reporting program, the former director there at the University of Illinois Springfield, to give me a shot after I'd gotten some, fortunately not available online, terrible experience, or the clips are terrible, covering the Will County Board for some very small newspapers in the south suburbs, or I should say the far south of Chicago. That's how I got in, and I had to start in newspapers, but I was pleased to be able to make my way into public media eventually.
That's excellent. We're talking with Brian Mackey, the host of the 21st and former NPR Illinois State House reporter. We are in the year-end drive, so if you haven't supported NPR Illinois yet, you can do so now by going to nprillinois.org or calling 206-9847. If you've already supported NPR Illinois this year, thank you very much. We appreciate it. It helps make things like the State House, like great news coverage, and even being able to make sure we've got things set up so we can have a show like the 21st on the air. We really appreciate it. The show's been sounding great, Brian. We really enjoy having you as host. I'm curious, you were talking about coming down for the PAR program. Is that what brought you to Springfield? And what is it about Springfield that is a good place to be for work?
Well, for anyone who's interested in government and politics, Springfield is certainly a fascinating city. It is what brought me to Springfield, and I was fortunate enough to, after my 1 year, it's a 1 year program, after that year to be able to land a job. There happened to be an opening in State House Bureau, and I consider myself fortunate to have been able to sort of continue, because the public affairs reporting program is great training for any sort of government or political journalism work. And to be able to continue doing that right away in the State House was a real privilege. And it's just sort of been one opportunity after another from there that, you know, I've been consider myself very fortunate as things opened up. I actually moved away from political coverage when I went to the State Journal Register for a few years. Starting in 2008, I was the arts and entertainment editor there, which meshes with some other elements of my background. I did spend a few years working in theater behind the scenes, not as an actor, I should like to clarify, but doing audio engineering, lighting, that sort of thing. And so, and I've always been a musician. I mentioned Music Lessons, the This American Life episode that connected with me. Being able to bring those elements together with journalism was great fun. I mean, Springfield is an interesting place for following government and politics. It's never, or almost, I should say, rarely boring, even when it gets to be a bit of a grind sometimes. When we had the budget impasse, for example, we all had to figure out, as our esteemed former president of the press corps in Legislative Correspondents Association once said, congratulations, you've all written the same story 365 days in a row for the budget impasse. So it can be a bit of a grind at times, but it's often fascinating, and it's really important, and it's undercovered. So that is why public radio, for example, with its commitment to the State House coverage, is so important, because there are not a lot of places that have that level of commitment to trying to keep abreast of state government for people in Illinois.
And we, again, are talking to Brian Mackey, who really understands the importance of State House reporting and just everything going on in Springfield. So if you're like him and you want to support the station so we can continue to bring you this coverage, call 217-206-9847 or go online to nprillinois.org. Now, Brian, you talked about music and theater and your background. Are these interests and passions you still have?
You know, I play my I play drums in my basement a little bit, but not in any sort of organized way. I hack on our piano a little bit, although I'm seeing as my older son is taking piano lessons, he's going to be passing me up at some point here in his skill level before too long. So yeah, I'm still interested as a consumer, but not so much in sort of any sort of organized performer or anything like that.
Now, Brian, when you went to high school, were you in the marching band?
I was indeed in the marching band, yes.
And isn't that one of the, like, a championship caliber marching band?
It was a good band, yeah. I have to credit my junior high band director, who I went to a Catholic high school in the south suburbs of Chicago called Marion Catholic High School in Chicago Heights. It's actually a part of the same order of nuns, the Dominican sisters, that run Sacred Heart Griffin here in Springfield. So I know when the nuns who were at Marion would retire, they would often come here to Springfield for their retirement years to live in the convent here. But yes, the marching band at Marion Catholic was really good. Greg Bim has been the director there, and he was a very important person in my life for many years. It was an amazing opportunity to be able to, you know, have that level of excellence expected of you at such a young age, and really sort of set something in myself to always sort of demand that, you know, out of myself, that I'm doing the best I possibly can, that I'm crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, making sure my, you know, rhythm is just right, that I have the part down just right, and try to carry that forward into other aspects of my life.
That's excellent. Do you find yourself still watching, like, halftimes to catch a marching band or?
Nah, not really. Every now and then I do come across a YouTube video, you know, watching halftimes, you know, I'm not a huge sports consumer, and the few times you do, they're never showing the marching band anyway. It's usually Jim and Diane back in the studio talking about strategy for the game or something like that. But, you know, YouTube is a good place, and every now and then I'll check out some amazing drummer who, like, skills way surpassed anything I could ever hope to do. But it's fun to watch.
Well, if you're looking for marching bands to watch, you should check out a lot of, like, the historically black colleges and universities. They have some really good college halftime shows, marching bands, and dancers. I think it's really amazing to look at. So if you're looking for some good music and some good drumming, check it out.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's a very different style than the one we marched. We were very orderly and militaristic and precise, but there is an exuberance in the HBCUs B that you were talking about that is just so fun. And the movie Drumline, I think, is based on that. Came out, oh boy, what, 15 years?
Yeah, it's been a while. They even have a second one now.
Oh yeah, there you go. So yeah, but that is fun as well.
Well, we are talking to Brian Mackey, and we're just so glad to have him here this morning. And like him, you can support the station by calling 217-206-9847 or going to nprillinois.org. We so do appreciate all your gifts, all your comments. It takes donor support to make what we do possible, so we thank you. And now, Brian, I have a little question that I'm curious about. Do you prefer being interviewed or doing the interviewing?
Oh, this is terrible. No, I do not like being interviewed. I mean, nothing personal against you, Randy, or you, B, but no, I'd much rather be the person asking the questions. I mean, everybody else is just so much more interesting, I think, than I am. So, you know, there are people out there who are studying COVID-19 and they study human populations and the way people behave. And, you know, we talk to musicians on the 21st and we talk to politicians and we talk to police officers and airline workers and, you know, just the wide variety of people out there in the world. I'm just so fascinated at what everybody else is doing. I'd much rather be asking the questions and hearing from other people than being on this side of the interview myself.
You mentioned the 21st, and you've been doing that for almost a year, getting close at least. How do you like it, and what has it changed since you've taken over?
Has it changed? It has. I guess I will leave the how much it's changed to the listeners to make up their own decision. There have been some structural changes. We're doing longer segments now. And when a show is distributed to multiple stations on public radio, it has to follow what's called a clock. There are very precise times. And so I know that I have to take a break at 11 o'clock, 22 minutes and 22 seconds past the hour. Like, I have to hit that mark. And sometimes if you hear me on the show saying, that's all the time we have and we have to go take a break. Thanks for being here. More to come after a break. It's because time management has maybe not gone as good as it should. And so we have to hit those breaks. And it used to be three segments, A, B, C. We're doing longer interviews now. We're carrying people over into other segments more than I think we used to, at least when I started, and I gather from in the past, sometimes we're only booking two guests for a show. If it's an author, somebody who's got a lot to say, who can talk both about their book and current events, we want to hear from her, and we want to hear, you know, give that interview the space it needs and deserves. So that's one of the changes. Personally, it's been really gratifying to work on, you know, being in the State House Bureau. It was sometimes very solitary. You do your story, you file the story. It's all done offline. You're not, you know, taking calls from listeners. You're not getting texts from listeners or anything like that. Sometimes you could file the story from your phone out in the field and it goes out over the air. It's distributed to all the stations. Whereas here, it's so much more of a real-time interaction with listeners. And there is a real team effort that goes into making every show. I mean, we've got crew of full-time producers, Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. We've got multiple interns, Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark and Chantel Vaca. There's two production people who work on the show who do the engineering, Steve Mork and Jason Croft, I should add. You know, there's a whole village it takes to put the 21st on the air every day. And that is one of the reasons why it's so important, and I'm so happy to be doing this, you know, that people support public radio, because every show is like, we have a relatively small staff compared to some of the bigger talk shows like 1A, On Point, certainly Morning Edition, and All Things Considered. It really does take a village to make public radio. I mean, I'm the one who's fortunate enough to be the sort of public face of this effort, or public voice more so, but it's really been gratifying to work with this team that is all pulling in the same direction every day. And sometimes it's a mad dash to get to, 11:06 when we go on the air after the newscast, through 11:58 and 22 seconds when the show goes off the air. But it is very gratifying.
Well, and the show is also for our listeners who listen in Springfield, if you're taking a road trip ever, It's on public radio stations throughout the state. So just check your local public radio station if you're in a different part of Illinois and you can hear the 21st with Brian. We greatly appreciate having the program on, and that's the type of thing your support helps make possible for us to have the technical wherewithal to pull it in and everything else. So please, if you haven't yet, this is the year-end drive. Go to nprillinois.org and make a gift, a donation. It only takes a couple minutes on the website. If you prefer, you can call 206-9847 and make your donation.
I'm still a Calendar Club member. I'm happy to be supporting my local public radio station, and I encourage listeners to do the same.
Thank you, Brian, so much for your support. I'm hoping that everybody out there, you know, just takes a little bit of time. It only takes a couple of minutes, if you give us a call, if you go online, and we can help walk you through that. So once again, call 217-206-9847 or go to nprillinois.org. And just to kind of wrap things up, we've been asking everybody that comes on the show, how are they coping with coronavirus and staying sane?
I can't complain, and I'm glad that I'm able to help inform people about the truth about this. I mean, there's so much misinformation out there, and try to cut through the politicization that's happened about mask wearing and keeping distance and how real the threat is. And so it's been a real privilege to be able to continue trying to inform people about that and keep them up to date on what they need to know to keep themselves and keep our entire community of Illinois safe and healthy.
Thanks to our guest today, Brian Mackey, the host of The 21st.
Thanks for having me.